The chief prosecutor of Montenegro says nationals from Russia were behind an attempt to assassinate the pro-Western prime minister and carry out a coup. Stephen Boss reports that the allegations come amid growing political tensions over the future direction of the former Yugoslav Republic.
Montenegro's chief prosecutor, Milivoje Katnić, told reporters that investigators uncovered a plot to kill the pro-Western prime minister Milo Djukanovic because of his plans to have the Balkan nation join the NATO military alliance. He says the plan was to stop Montenegro on its Euro-Atlantic path, especially to prevent it from entering NATO, and that was the initial idea of those organizers. We will continue to cooperate with Russia because, at this phase of the process, we gathered evidence that indicate that organizers of this criminal group are nationalists from Russia, Russian citizens. The prosecutor added that Russian nationalists planned to break into parliament and kill Montenegrin Prime Minister Djukanovic with a professional long-distance sharpshooter on October 16th, the day of the former Yugoslav Republic's parliamentary elections. However, the prosecutor stressed there was no evidence that the Russian state was directly involved amid mounting tensions with Moscow over the allegations. Some 20 Serbian and Montenegrin citizens, including a former commander of Serbia's special police forces, were detained in Montenegro, 14 of whom remain in custody on charges of involvement in the coup attempt. And authorities in Belgrade have reportedly deported an unspecified number of Russian operatives who were monitoring Prime Minister Djukanovic's movements from within the territory of neighboring Serbia. Balkan leaders in strategically located Montenegro and other nations have accused Russia of trying to increase its influence in the region through extremists and nationalists, charges Moscow denies. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.